Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
I'm Dory Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is
a mini episode.
Hello.
Hello, listeners.
We take your questions, your comments,
your voicemails, your emails,
your occasional pranks.
We take it all. Should we just quickly remind people how they can get in touch with us?
Yes, we have a voicemail. You can call and leave us a message at 781-591-0390. And we have an email, which is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
So hit us up.
Okay, friends. We have our first email.
Okay.
It's a very quick one. This person was in dire need of our support. So let's rock this one out. Help! I'm feeling sick. Stomach, congestion, body tired. What are your top self-care tips when feeling sick? Besides sleep. That was it.
I personally, well, it depends what kind of sick I am.
Yeah, this person sounded like, I'm not sure what they were getting.
But I will say like a sort of like blanket, unless this, okay, I should say this does not go for if your sickness includes puking.
That's a next level sickness.
Yes.
Yeah. This is more
because what
like,
I'm going to recommend involves food.
Okay, great.
But if you are not puking, I love to get some kind of chicken soup, whether it is chicken pho or like a deli chicken soup.
Giant or, ramen.
Yeah, just something that is like warm and will kind of like clear me out.
Now, if you are vegetarian or vegan, maybe a vegetable broth-based mm-hmm. soup. Mm-hmm. Something warm something and warm. Liquid.
Yeah, I really like that. I drink a lot of tea, herbal tea.
I do a lot of bone broth.
Yeah.
I make my own bone broth.
I feel like a lot of liquids
yeah.
are good for some reason.
Is that kind of, do we think an old wives' tale that also maybe is true?
Yeah. I think there was like actually a study about chicken soup.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, do we know the study? No.
No. But you know, Google it.
Google it.
I also, you know, I'll watch TV, I'll read a book, I'll just do anything that doesn't involve moving.
You're not the kind of person who's like, I'm going to exercise and sweat out my sickness.
No.
No way. I like rest it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I take a friend of mine whose partner is a doctor turned me on to a homeopathic medicine that actually works. Mm. And when I am having the slightest symptom of a cold, I start taking this stuff and it really seems to shorten the length of my illness. And this stuff is called UMCKA, UMCKA. Now, I have tried like taking vitamin C when I'm getting sick, or the echinacea. Like, there's all sorts of things that homeopathic things that people do. I've never had much success except with this UMCKA stuff.
What is in it?
Dory, that's a great question again for the internet because I literally don't know.
What,
I just
like, what
take it.
What form does it come in?
It can come. I actually have it in two forms. It comes in a liquid dropper.
Okay.
Or I have it in a chewable tablet. I weirdly enjoy the dropper and I like how it tastes. That's what I do. There's also a tea. I'm looking online real quick. There's a tea that you can take. It's by Nature's Way. And it says here on the website, it's carefully sourced to cut off your cold, clinically proven to help you recover faster and reduce the severity of cold and flu symptoms.
And you say it works.
There's some sort of geranium root happening here.
All right. I wish, Kate, you know, yes. I wish I had known about this last year when my nephew got me sick over Thanksgiving. And I had the cold of all colds for like 3 to 4 weeks. It was one of those colds that like it would seem to be going away and then it would be like, nope, I'm back.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's me.
Awful. I will say also like the mistake I made with that cold was I remember I went to – it was around like holiday party season and I went out to a holiday party and I really shouldn't have gone. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't disgusting but I didn't feel great.
Yeah.
I should have just stayed home and – that is something I need to like remind myself. Same goes for if you work in an office, do not go in and get everyone else sick.
I also think like a cold, you can really knock your ass on the ground.
Yes.
Like take it super, super easy. Colds are freaking miserable. So, I mean, also the listener says besides sleep, but I have to tell you like sleep is
key. And I am not shy. I realize I'm only talking about colds. Like I don't know what other sicknesses you might be having, but I know when I have a cold, I'm not shy about taking like Mucinex DM.
Oh, I can't take all that DM. It makes my like heart race.
Oh, I need to take it and it to put me to sleep.
Yeah.
Is it Mucinex? Mucinex DM is the nighttime.
Oh, okay.
I think, is the daytime.
Yes. And I will take a NyQuil. I will also say that when I have had a bad cough that I'm in severe pain and I haven't slept for like 3 weeks because of the cough, I have had a prescription for codeine cough syrup. Mm. I say that with caution because I'm not sure of like the addictive nature of codeine. Mm-hmm. It might not be a choice for everyone, but mm-hmm. that is something that has helped me get sleep when nothing else
yeah.
would help.
And that will help you get better faster too.
Yes, because listener, sleep is the cure for everything.
Yes. We're going to take a quick break now to hear from a sponsor.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance.
UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. Mm-hmm. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like, fashion, I feel like, is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Mm-hmm.
Dory.
Yes.
Should we take a voicemail?
I would love to.
All right, let's hit it up here.
My name is Tanya, and I am calling to you from my evening walk in Belmont, Massachusetts.
Oh.
My question to you is, how do you find the calmness and the patience and the chill to wait for different things to see if they work or not? So I am 35. I'm recently divorced. I have two kids. They are 3 1/4 and 5 1/2 is, I think, what they would like to describe themselves. And I just moved to a bigger, cooler house. And I'm a scientist, and I'm getting into running. And in the last year, I've been very healthy and lost 40 pounds
Wow.
in a sustainable way. And I have all this stuff going on, and my face is a mess. And I'm trying to, you know, change just one thing at a time so that I don't change 5 things and then not know what worked or what didn't work. But it's really hard for me to find the patience to just let my face do its thing, let the products do their thing. And so my question is, how do you get to that place with yourself? Thanks very much. Your podcast is one of the ones that is keeping me going through a really crazy but good time in my life. Okay, cool. Bye.
Oh, I love her.
You're doing so much.
Yeah.
Like
so much.
So much. And it sounds like maybe not with your skin or with products, but you have been very patient in many other parts of your life. Mm-hmm. You've got two kids. Mm-hmm. You've been going through a divorce. You've got a new cool house. You're a scientist.
You're a runner.
I mean, you've accomplished so much and probably done so with the patience that you now seek mm-hmm. in waiting for your products to work or waiting to see what a result may mm-hmm. be from a product. Now, Dory, this is a really interesting question. I have bought products anticipating some sort of magical result. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it is that you need to use it consistently, and I'm not always good at that. Mm. So listener, I would say if you are – it sounds like – you seem like you're on top of things, probably using it daily. I would think you have to give it 28 days.
I think you have to give it 28 days, if not 6 weeks.
Yeah.
My suggestion
– that's going to be good.
Would be – to take a photo of yourself once a week at the same time in the same lighting with, you know, no makeup on. And then you will be able to really see if you are making quote unquote progress. You might not necessarily see the difference week to week. And I think it's also really hard to see it day to day. But hopefully when you compare week 1 to week 6, you will see a difference.
Yes.
And if you don't, then it's not working.
That's a great tip.
Thank you.
I use that in terms of my like getting ripped progress because I'm trying not to use the scale mm-hmm, to measure mm-hmm, my progress. Mm-hmm. But if I photograph myself every month, I can see like I'm getting more defined. Yeah. Or I measure by like how many sit-ups I can do.
Or you measure by how I'm like, I can't stop staring at your arms.
My beautiful buff arms.
I mean, you're wearing a short sleeve shirt today, so I can't.
I'll really take it off so you can admire the work I'm doing. I look the same.
Yeah, so that would be my suggestion.
That's a great idea. And then I think, you know, if it's not, I would be realistic about what you're hoping to get out of a skincare product. Because I also don't know exactly what you're looking for.
Right. You say you have bad skin, but I don't know what that means.
Right. And I think, you know, it's only going to do so much. And you sound very busy. I do still think like sleep and taking care of yourself and rest.
And hydration
are like the key, and sunscreen are the keys to like best skin situations. Yeah. But, you know, I would give your product some time. And then if it doesn't work for you, pass it on to a friend or someone who might need it and maybe get something from them.
Totally.
Good luck. And like, congrats on being amazing.
Yeah.
All right, Dory, I got another one for us.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. This is Jen from Georgia, and I just wanted to call and tell you that I deleted my inspiration Pinterest board. It was like my, you know, do it for the holy shit you got hot, or the imagine what you'll look like in 3 months, because I recently realized through a lot of therapy and through kind of working on myself and getting a better relationship with the gym that it's okay not to be 100 pounds lighter. It's okay to be happy with my body where it is now and still want to improve it. And it's okay to do it because I want to be stronger instead of for the holy shit, you got hot. I'm not doing this for anybody else. I'm doing it for me. And I recently realized that. And it was from your podcast that helped me really realize that. So I just wanted to call and say thank you for everything you do and that I am one of those people that listens right as the podcast comes out. So thanks. Bye.
Oh,
well, thanks, Jen.
That is so nice.
So nice. I think I don't have a holy shit do it for the hotness Pinterest board, but one thing that I reflected on in listening to this voicemail is like, you're hot now. We're all hot now.
Yeah.
Every one of us is hot just how we look right this second,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
There does not need to be transformational change to be hot.
Yeah.
Whatever shape our body is fucking hot.
Yes.
And I think it's awesome that you've done that kind of work and reflected in that way and also got rid of the triggers.
Yeah.
Because that's like a hard part of it is you can like do the work and then you like still go to the thing that gives you the like scratches the weird itch, you know? And I think it's that you've done the work and that's
done the work.
That's doing the work is hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I think feeling good about ourselves now is so hard, but so key. Something I'm working on, although I did just talk about beefing up my back.
But like you want to get jacked.
I do. I mean, within reason. Like I don't think about it all the time. I haven't like switched my regimen. But I just think, you know, like there is value in exercise and eating well for our health, like mm-hmm. so that we can stay here.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not need to impact our appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think – and also it doesn't need to consume our lives. Like I think oftentimes we can – you can get in that rut of like, I'm doing this for my health. And that can become the obsession, which is equally as unhealthy as doing it just to be hot.
For sure.
You know what I mean? It does not – diet and exercise do not need to consume us. Easier,
amen.
Easier said than done, obviously, because culturally we're being pounded with messaging that doesn't say that. Anyway, I could go on and on, but I think I loved hearing your voicemail and thank you so much for listening right when it comes out.
Yeah.
You should know that every time I publish the podcast, I'm filled with a deep sense of anxiety. So I appreciate that you're there listening to it.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ah. Dory, do you think we have time for one more?
Sure.
Want to try it?
Yeah, let's
okay,
do it.
All right, let's hammer it out.
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name is Annie, and I live in Kansas City. I'm going to be moving to Louisiana soon with my boyfriend, who got a job as a professor down there. I'm really excited for this new start because I've been living where I have for years now. But part of me is nervous about cohabitating with someone because that's not something I've ever done before. I've never lived with a partner ever. And I want to know the best ways, the best strategies to communicate my needs while being gracious with his needs, supporting myself, supporting him, and making sure that my mental health is a priority to myself because my partner's really supportive, but I need to make sure I don't sweep those issues under the rug. So I just wanted to say thank you for taking the time to listen to your listeners, and I wish you both a beautiful day. Goodbye.
Hmm.
How do you communicate those needs? One, you're like, here are my fucking needs. Deal with it. Bye.
I think
– JK.
Well, first of all, I think being aware of what your needs are is like the first step.
Yes. And you seem aware of like you also want to be supportive of your partner. Yeah. I would also make sure your partner is aware of that they need to be supporting you.
Correct.
And especially because it sounds like you're making the move to be with them for their career.
Yes.
So like that might be a little – I don't know if you have a job waiting for you in Louisiana. Like there might be – you might have different – you're both going to have different adjustments with this move.
I would say also like be patient with yourself. You know, you're moving to a new state, probably starting a new job. You're living together for the first time. Like I would say just try to take things one day at a time. It's probably not going to feel – perfect ever, but definitely not right away. And I think it might be something where like you decide to get your bedroom together first, and that kind of gives you a sense of calm. Moving in together is a big step. Moving to a new state is a bit like all of these are big steps alone, and you're doing them all at once.
Yeah,
and
that's a lot of things.
So just like be, I would say, just be kind to yourself and try not to try. Like I think don't be nervous if everything doesn't work out right away.
I would say like also in terms of communicating with your boyfriend about what your needs are, I would be really clear about what they are. Like make a list. What are the things that like have to happen? Top priority. What are things that you would like, you know, what like things that you can budge on in terms of whatever your self-care needs are? What are, and then have your partner do that too. So you're aware of like, these are the things that I know he needs in order to like function as a person, and have yours clear too, and share them with each other so that you're both making room for those things in your lives and you feel seen and heard. Because I just know like I struggle with like assuming that my husband's going to get everything that I need. And I think one thing I've realized is like we really need to communicate to each other like this is what I need. Like, I need you to handle this thing. So, like, this week, I'm like, you handle bedtime with our kids. I want to walk the dog at night. It feels really good for me.
Yeah.
Like, I need that time to just kind of decompress and be outside. Or, like, you know, he needs to get up at 6 a.m. to go to his exercise class. And so I get up with our kids. You know, just communicating what's, like, the most important things to you. Or, like, we need, you know, a date night a week. Or whatever it is. Or whatever you need specifically. Come from a place of like knowing what's important to you and also being open to support your partner in their needs. But don't sacrifice your stuff.
Yeah, I think that's all great advice.
We're geniuses is what I'm learning from this episode.
Well, on that note, I think we can wrap things up.
Yeah, best of luck with your move. And
keep us posted.
Eat a lot of delicious food in Louisiana.
Yum.
Have fun with that. Thank you all for listening.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.